Over the last 2 years, the Interior Department has been dealing with a lot of public records requests from media outlets and environmental protection groups. In fact, it says requests have spiked by around 30%. The agency says it's swamped. So it's proposing a new policy. And depending on who you talk to, the change will either make it easier to get information to the public or a lot more difficult. Our reporter Nate Hedgie tried to find the answer.
Earlier this year, Ryan Zinke resigned from his post running the Interior Department. Zinke's resignation came after more than a dozen ethics investigations were launched against him. Here he is on Fox News in late November.
This is politically motivated. In Montana, we call it BS.
Many of those investigations were spurred by public records requests over everything from Zinke's travel records to a real estate deal in his hometown in Montana. One of the environmental groups filing those requests was the Western Values Project. Zinke called them out specifically during his Fox News interview in November.
They're operatives from the Democratic Party. They're hacks. They've always been. And they need to be investigated.
Western Values Project is based in Zinke's home state of Montana. It's actually a nonprofit group that advocates for public lands. It's been a vocal critic of the Interior Department, and it's filed more than 150 big public records requests. So the question is, are conservation groups like this causing a massive backlog at the agency? The Interior Department won't name names, but it does say it's been inundated by a lot of big, broad public records requests.
A range of information.
Hubble Relat, Interior's top lawyer.
That appears to, at times, be asking for every document that's ever been created by the Department of the Interior.
Relat says to add salt to the wound, if these big requests aren't acknowledged in 20 business days, the department can be sued. This, he says, slows down the processing of public records requests for everyone else.
John Q. Public, who's submitted a request for information, who doesn't have the ability to pay a lawyer to bring a lawsuit, has to wait in line even longer.
This is why the Interior Department says it's proposed a new rule that gives the agency greater discretion over how it handles requests, including a monthly cap on the number of records it processes for individuals or organizations.
What this does is allow us to say, okay, we will produce a set number of documents, and then we're going to move to the next requester, and then and on, so everyone gets the same amount of documents, and we will return to your request once everybody has had a turn.
The agency says the changes are in response to big requests from, quote, litigious special interest groups. How do you define, what is a litigious special interest group?
Well, our FOIA logs are public. I think anyone can go through and look at who's requested on a consistent basis information from all the different bureaus that we have. So I guess I'll leave it at that.
I followed Hubble's advice and checked the FOIA logs. They show that some of the top requesters include environmental group the Center for Biological Diversity, media outlets Politico, and the environmental news service EE News, and that environmental group Ryan Zinke doesn't care for, Western Values Project. Chris Sager is that group's executive director. He's not buying the agency's reason for the proposed changes.
What they are doing is a very thinly veiled effort to target critics of the Trump administration and to keep their corruption a secret.
Sager acknowledges that Western Values Project has filed a lot of requests and has sued the Interior Department when it didn't get the records back to them in time. But he says it's the agency's job to respond to the public's needs, not the other way around.
In reality, they should be thinking of ways to be even more transparent and even more publicly accountable.
Sager says if the Interior Department wants to reduce its backlog, it should hire more staff to process requests. He points to a 2018 report from the agency's chief FOIA officer. That report acknowledged a big rise in complex requests and subsequent litigation, but Sager says it also acknowledged this.
They are understaffed, and the leadership there has not responded by providing them with the resources they need to adequately do their job.
Sager isn't the only one concerned about the Interior Department's new rule. House Democrats have called for an oversight hearing, and environmental protection groups say they are prepared to litigate if the changes move forward. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie in Salt Lake City, Utah.